get started. It is, the time is 8:13 on Friday, December 13th. And we have a quorum of the Audit Committee, and I now call the meeting of the Audit Committee of the Finance Commission of Texas in order pursuant to Chapter 551 of the Government Code. So our first agenda item is the review and approval of the minutes of the October 18th and November 14th Audit Committee meetings. Can I get a motion? Are there any corrections to the minutes?
I'll make a motion.
Okay, Lori?
Second.
Accept, okay, second. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it, and the motion passes. Next, we have a review of the agency's activities. Start with Commissioner Pettijohn.
On page 7, you see the report of outstanding items from the Office of Consumer Credit Commissioner. There's two items that were presented, one which is complete. The first item, these are from the Sunset Review, relates to some rules for alternative dispute resolution, which will be presented later in today's meeting. So assuming those go through, that will be completed as well. And that will complete our items that are currently pending.
On page 8, Department of Banking status report on the change management program from the McConnell audit. We've completed all of that. On page 9 is a, we had a, I guess you'd call it an online audit by the Texas Department of Public Safety asking about if we did certain information with the driver's license records, and we've responded by saying we don't provide that information outside the system. So that completes that, and that's all we have.
I have just one question.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's on the new software program. Is that something that all the agencies can use, or does it relate to the other agencies? Should we be looking at it as something that can be used by everybody?
I think at this point, and that's an excellent question, at this point it is pertains to only the applications that we use, but we are trying as we go forward, we're trying to make sure that we can do that, but I think this is strictly with the applications that we use. And it has to do primarily with interaction with the FDIC.
Okay.
And if I can add, we're looking on change management at a new software as well to help us track change management. And we're looking for strong consideration to align better with the banking department or the other agencies on, I don't think SML uses this one, but if we choose something that we can be better in a better alignment. So those will be strong consideration as we evaluate that.
Okay, because I would think anything IT related or whatever, to the extent that we can use the same programs.
We agree.
Yep.
All righty.
And for savings and mortgage lending, on page 10, we have no outstanding items.
Okay, good. All right, there's no vote on that. So next we have discussion and possible vote to recommend that the Finance Commission take action on the selection of an internal auditor for the Finance Commission agencies for fiscal year 2020. Before I go into that, I think I might want to spend a little time talking about we had interviews with all three of the agencies that had submitted proposals, and took into consideration a number of items that came up, one of them being potential conflicts and costs and hours and whether you're a hub or not a hub. And so I think that our recommendation came after considering all of that. And I think some of the things that we looked at were bench depth. I spoke to Weaver, and we didn't want anybody who had any banking relationships or did any banking audits. We wanted everybody to come right from the government side of things, which, being in public accounting myself, they're very separate. I mean, they're like total different silos. You have your government practice and you have your other practice that deals with commercial practice, if you will. So Weaver gave us another list of individuals that are all from their government side. So kind of a wall there. And we did the rating, and so on that basis, the recommendation is that we go with Weaver and Tidwell LLP. And so I request that, do I hear a motion to recommend that the Finance Commission approve Weaver Tidwell LLP as the internal auditor for the Finance Commission agencies for fiscal year 2020?
So moved. I would also like to say that one of the things that really stood out in our discussions was the expertise that Weaver brings to all the agencies, which was quite a bit higher, we believed, than the other two firms. So expertise to me was one of the primary drivers, along with bench depth and willingness to really jump in and change the staff and change the whole team to accommodate us with more expertise around the state agency audits, internal audits.
Okay.
So anyway, so I'm going to make a motion. Make the motion to approve Weaver and Tidwell.
That the audit committee approve and make the recommendation.
Yep. Right. Okay, Hector makes a second. Any further discussion?
Madam Chair, may I make a comment, please? The one question based on what you just said, the presentation that we had in the open meeting from them indicated that the engagement partner for our program was the same engagement partner for the community banks that they audited. Is that going to remain the same?
No, that has changed, and it is somebody totally from their state bank, their state government practice. Nobody on their team is from their commercial practice. It's all from their state practice. So the partner's been changed. The manager's been changed. The whole team was changed.
So may I ask how that will be documented? They provide us a letter to that effect?
I thought about that as I was coming in, and what I need to do is get the resumes over, and I can have them write a letter to that effect. It was done by an email where we had the other resumes and bios attached as to who the team would be.
Okay, well, I'm going to feel compelled to make the objection that since Weaver Tidwell does at least 33 of the community banks that we regulate, that I feel like this is a conflict, could be a conflict, and very, very troublesome for me. I want to make sure that it's clear that Weaver, in my opinion, Weaver Tidwell is a very fine firm, so I'm not saying that. But they're in the space where we regulate, and I feel like that could pose a conflict of interest.
If I may, I share the concern. There are some savings banks on their list as well. If the commission decides to go forward with Weaver, I would appreciate some documentation to that effect so that we can hold them accountable. I too think Weaver's an excellent firm. Just want to make sure that if we go forward,
that makes sense. We
have something documenting so that we can bring that up if there is an issue.
Right.
Absolutely.
With a change in the team, Charles, do you still have a potential conflict issue?
Yes, I do.
Just because of the firm?
No, because of the inherent conflict. We, as I've mentioned before, one of the things that we do when we go in to examine a bank, and we have probably within the last year put more emphasis on it, is that we evaluate the audits that are being done by third parties. And we've already had one, discussion with one large firm over the fact that they needed to upgrade their techniques, and I don't feel like that we could have that same open discussion with a firm that was also auditing us. I think that puts us in a bad position and could put them in a bad position. So it's just an area that I'd like to avoid, and I'm not sure how to avoid it. So,
so that would basically eliminate any large firm that would potentially.
Yes.
I don't believe that's true because a lot of the firms don't do banks.
No, so. They do banks.
Yeah, all the large firms.
No, I said a lot of large firms don't do banks. Depends on the specialty.
Okay. I think we took that into consideration, Charles, at the time that we made the, you know, did our scoring sheets. And I had a discussion with Weaver and brought up, even in the meetings that we had, the interviews that we had, we brought that up, and they don't feel that there's a conflict. And I totally understand where you're coming from on the perception of a conflict. Not sure I agree that it's an actual conflict, but I think that there is the perception of a conflict. So I think we'll have probably further discussion at the Finance Commission meeting, but at this point, I have a motion and a second. So all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay, any opposed? The ayes have it and the motion passes. Next we have a report on activities related to the Texas, TV, I'm just gonna say TV.
I'd like to call on Andrea Johnson to come forward. Introduce Andrea to you. I think she waved at the last meeting.
Yes.
And she'd been here like a day or two or something at the last meeting.
Yes.
And Andrea's our education specialist and working on the TV grant and the grant coordinator. And I'd like to let her provide you with a brief report of the activities relating to TV.
Good morning, everyone. As Commissioner Pettyjohn just said, my name is Andrea Johnson. I am the grant and financial education coordinator for the Office of Consumer Credit Commissioner. Right now, the 2018-2019 TIFI grant cycle ends December 31st. All third quarter reimbursement requests have been processed. Fourth quarter reimbursement requests are due at the end of January. For the 2020-2021 TIFI grant cycle, we have received 14 applications to date. We have a renewed and continued outreach to attract more applications. The deadline for the applications is December 31st. In January, the Grant Advisory Committee will receive the applications, they will review them, and we will bring back the recommendations in February at the Finance Commission meeting. That's pretty much it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you
much.
Any other business to bring up? Okay. There being no further business, this meeting of the Audit Committee of the Finance Commission of Texas is now adjourned, and the time is 8:25.